We sent our Maya Dunson out to check into some of the drugstores in the area and see how sales are. Maya, it's John. You're on the air. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Where are you right now?
So I'm at the CVS on Columbus, and I actually spoke to the pharmacist, and she told me the store is sold out, and the CVS warehouse is actually all sold out.
The warehouse is sold out?
Mm-hmm. And this has been for at least 2 weeks now.
So you couldn't get one even if you waited. I mean, I presume that they don't expect they're going to get any at that one store anyway, huh?
Yeah. She told me that possibly if you went to the CVS in the suburbs, you could get a face mask, but she doubts it.
Well, so you're at the CVS, and you said, are you at the one on Lake, did you say?
On Columbus.
Oh, on Columbus. Okay. Well, there's another one, I think, on Lake, and then there's a Walgreens over by Tribune Tower. If you're walking around downtown, would you swing by a couple of those other places for us?
Of course.
There's another CVS right at Michigan, by the 225 North Michigan building. It connects through the Pedway under this building.
Yeah.
So,
Maya, there's a Farmer's Fridge under the Pedway, too. Would you bring me up some lunch?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I would take a chicken and avocado wrap, if you don't mind. Elif, are you hungry?
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, tuna sandwich sounds good. Are you buying?
She's not buying.
No, you.
Oh, am I buying? Hello. Yes, I will buy everybody's lunch today. Listen, Maya, just swing by some of the other stores. That's interesting. And I don't know what those things cost, do you? I don't suppose it's relevant at that store. I couldn't pay for one anyway. Get me a price on one of those, too, when you get a chance, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
We'll talk to you in the next half hour. Just do a little cursory tour of the downtown and let us know, all right?
All right.
From the WGN Radio Newsroom. Thanks, Maya. That's Maya Dunson, just checking in with the face mask. Maya Dunson from the WGN Radio Newsroom out to see if she could purchase some of those face masks everybody are talking about. Our lines have lit up, at least the text lines have, with people commenting about this. Maya, you're on WGN again. Good morning. Where'd you go to now, Maya?
So right now I'm at the CVS on in the Illinois Center on Michigan and Lake.
Right.
And they're sold out here too.
Wow, you're 0 for 2, aren't you? Comment from them? Like, we've been sold out for a while. What are they telling you there?
Yep, they told me that they've been sold out for at least 2 weeks again. And this is the second pharmacist who said their warehouse is sold out of the face mask. So I'm not sure if that's just an Illinois-based warehouse or, just nationwide.
But this is, I'm sorry, did you say you're at a CVS or Walgreens?
CVS.
Okay, so that's two CVSs in a row, yeah. Now, maybe if your next stop is at a Walgreens, we'll see what their situation is like, warehouse-wise anyway. 847 texted in Maya and said, John, I work at the Home Depot in Mount Prospect, and we've been sold out of all of the masks for 3 or 4 days already. I'm not sure how many other stores are sold out, but I know we are, the Home Depot in Mount Prospect. This one says, Amazon will have protective face masks back in stock February 17th. So that's, almost a couple weeks away. That they say will offer, quote-unquote, some protection. One of the face masks you can get is printed with the following words, I'm not sick, but you are. I'm not sure that comedy is the right thing we should be putting on these things, but some people evidently are. My son works for a large international science medical supplier. They have no masks left. The factory suppliers are in China. And I said, that's ironic. If they're made in China, maybe they don't even want to ship them here. But 0 for 2 at the store there. I wonder, did they, when you asked, they go, yeah, I'll bet they've been getting that question a lot, eh, Maya?
Yeah, she said they've been getting that question a lot. And she said she heard of some people going to, like, Lowe's or Menards and buying the masks that the construction workers wear, and that offers them some protection.
Yeah, we just got off the phone with a guy who said those actually fit more snugly. All right, well, do this, Maya. I'm sorry it's a lousy day today. It's very windy downtown. At least it stopped snowing.
It's not cold, though.
Yeah. It's not too bad. So if you don't mind, stroll over to a Walgreens and report back to us, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Talk to you later. That's our Maya Dunson. So Maya Dunson from WGN Radio News has just been testing this national story that in Chicago, New York, and California, they've sold out. She's 0 for 2 at drugstores downtown. But those were CVS stores. Where are you now, Maya?
Now I'm at Walgreens on Michigan.
What do you see in there?
So they're sold out here, but the pharmacist told me that they could reorder more, and they should be in Friday or Saturday.
This will be like Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Stand in line now and see if you can be the first to get some for us. So did they say, are they limiting the purchases? Didn't you tell me one of the stores was limiting them to 10? Or maybe that was one of our texters. But Friday at the Michigan Avenue Walgreens, they should get them, huh?
Yep. The pharmacist told me that they were in stock yesterday, but a group of people who she believes were tourists came in and bought the whole lot of them, and it was like $300 worth.
Yeah, you almost think you shouldn't let people do that, right? I mean, everybody needs them a little bit. Nobody needs them that much. Really? So somebody came in and bought the whole store out. So Friday they're going to get more. Wow, interesting. All right, Maya. Anything else to report from the Walgreens on Michigan Avenue?
Nope, that's about it.
Thanks for your help this morning. Head on back or go get yourself a sandwich, but we appreciate your help this morning.
All right, no problem. It was fun.
Maya Dunson's from the WGN Radio Newsroom.